This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Into the second hour of the program, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Will net neutrality be coming back by an act of Congress? They're scheduled to vote on that tomorrow. We'll talk more about it coming up here in moments. The We tonight includes me, Ian.
And me, Johnson.
Johnson, you were just telling us about a ridiculous law that is in the proposal, you know, the bill form at the moment. It has not passed yet. But given the worship that the government has towards its own police, and they should, they are, after all, their protection force. Because remember, the police aren't there to protect and serve you. They're there to protect and serve their masters in the state. They're there to protect and serve the federal and state governments and local governments. And so no one should be surprised when special laws are put into place to protect the police. In this case, increasing penalties on things like simple assault or murder for people who victimize police officers. And then we were just getting into telling you about the so-called blue alerts. You've heard about amber alerts for lost kids, kidnapped children or whatever. You've heard of the alerts for, like, hurricanes and things like that. Well, now they're elevating the police to the level of a hurricane. Or a lost baby.
Right.
We'll tell you more about that here in a moment. But first, let's go to Bad Slave. He's on the line in New Hampshire on Skype. Go ahead, Bad Slave.
Thanks, Ian and Johnson. Really happy you guys are there.
Thanks.
Anyway, you're welcome. What's going on is generally crime is dropping. Society is getting better at taking care of things. And I attribute it to better communication through things like the internet. I think that there's actually been a liberalization of gun laws. You know, even though there's been, you know, all this battling around that in the recent you know, years of maybe the last decade or even a little bit longer than that, there's been, you know, we have more of the constitutional carry. You know, there are just many, many more options for defending yourself against real crime.
I mean, obviously places like Chicago or Baltimore, not so much.
Well, and those are places that don't allow the liberal use of firearms, right. Aren't they?
Correct.
And that corresponds. That
it seems to.
You know, it sure does. It follows everywhere. There's basic, you know, elimination of people's right to their own defense, which is a right to life, really. It's a right to life. If you can't use a decent tool to defend your life, you know, you're a slave, and you know, you'll die. I mean, that's kind of the other side of the coin that people never look at. I mean, that's what happened in, you know, the Mao and Stalin and
Are you
Hitler
insinuating that police aren't that decent tool?
Well, no, I'm just saying that, well, number one, they are funded by theft, okay? So right out of the box, they're going to be corrupt. That's my claim. I'll stand by it. I'd love to have a debate with anybody against that claim. I say that if you're a cop and you use the threat of force to fund yourself, you are going to have an attitude that is not very conducive to, you know, benefiting the people.
It's an entitlement mentality on top of that. Mm. You know, they feel like they deserve it.
And so they have these new, you know, oh, well, it's a hate crime. Well, you know what? If you're going to use force to steal money to fund yourself, I mean, isn't that going to generate a little bit of anger? I mean, I it does for me.
It does for, you know? I think, for libertarians, but the average person probably doesn't even think about that when they think about their critiques of the police. Their critiques of the police are more basic of they can see, you know, if they're, for instance, living in, you know, non-gated neighborhoods or whatever, they can see the violence of the police against their own family members, against their friends, and those are, I think, even more legitimate critiques. But yes, from the perspective of the libertarian who does realize that taxation is extortion and or theft, it's definitely even more offensive that not only are the police violent, but they're also forcing us all to pay for their violence.
And at the same time, they won't, you know, all of a sudden realize, well, you know, with crime going down, real crime going down, then, you know, less of us will be needed. We should start looking for, you know, other opportunities, you know. And but no, we're not going to do that. We're going to, you know, double down. Yep. and go in and testify every time there's any kind of a cut in law enforcement or anything like that. There is all this going on, and now this federal law, which is patently unconstitutional, is just, you know, gonna layer right on the top of all of that and you know, put people in, you know, I
it's frustrating. I can tell that you're, you know, I can tell you're angry. You're frustrated about this. You're talking about the law that Johnson had brought up, where it will be providing extra levels of criminal penalties to people who get involved in any kind of violent act with the police. And then you combine that with this this idea of the blue alert system, where now your cell phone gets to receive notices, according to the FCC, which had been already in place in 28 states as of July 2017. But now the FCC order adds blue alerts to the standard national system transmitted through cable and satellite broadcast, radio stations, and wireline video outlets. So I guess it doesn't say cell phones here, but I imagine that's going to be coming soon. The local and national officials can already issue wireless emergency alerts on the national system under three categories: amber alerts, which is usually for, like, missing kids, presidential alerts that can only be issued by the president, and imminent threats. So now...
And every one of those dilutes the necessity of any emergency alert. You know, and like, oh, well, it's just another one of those.
Too much noise, not enough signal. Thank you for the call, Bad Slave. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. I mean, what is the usefulness of a blue alert to the average person? My God, Jim, the local police officer, Johnny Boy, he's in trouble, according to this blue alert. They're looking out for somebody who attacked him. Or, like, what is
that?
Well,
I mean, in reality, police are just as effective as average citizens, so... Right? I mean...
Yeah, but what is that supposed to do?
Protecting, well, I mean, what's a cell 411 alert supposed to do?
I mean, normally the police would tell you not to respond, to come out and, like, do a vigilante thing, and they certainly probably would not.
So why would they want to be sending out alerts, giving people their, you know, the whereabouts?
I don't know.
That this is going on.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just
they clearly have changed their minds. They've realized
they want the people's help.
They've been paying attention to cell 411, and they realized that, hey, we don't even have to do our jobs anymore.
We'll just crowdsource it.
Cozy, you know, these cushy pensions. You know, we'll just have the citizens do. We'll just send out blue alerts, and then we can just sit around eating donuts even more.
The blue alert system will ostensibly notify the public if police officers are threatened, missing, seriously injured, or killed. So, I mean, the idea that you'll need to have your evening television viewing, or as you're driving home listening to the radio, having that inner, you know, that those tones come on, yeah, this is a test of the emergency alert system. It just breaks right into whatever it is that was on the air.
Usually if there was a blue alert going down, or even multiples, I mean, probably something pretty big is going on, like a riot or something, where you might want to know about it.
Has anyone actually encountered a blue alert? I mean, they supposedly, but this was from December, this story I'm reading here, and here we are in May, so we're 6 months since this notice. Have these blue alerts been going out? Have you ever seen any of these things on television or heard them on the radio? The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. But whether they've come out or not, this is yet another indicator of how the police are being elevated to a special class of person in the United States, a special protected class. The toll-free number
change the color to brown.
Is 855-450-FREE, like brown shirts? 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Join us there. The Skype username, LRN.FM. We continue with more Free Talk Live coming up.
And not to mention the shedding, I would vacuum the carpet 3 times a week. Frodo was scratching all night long, bouncing on the side of the bed, keeping me awake the whole entire night from all the scratching and chewing. It kind of makes you neurotic.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy?
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Dynavite is nutrition. The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
He gobbles it up. He's not up all night scratching. His shedding is minimal, and it is such a pleasure to have my calm, relaxed, non-shedding puppy back. And I have to thank Dynavite for that.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open the Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. You dial 911 and the police roll. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime, which is why I chose Blink. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. And Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Take control of the airwaves. Our number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnson.
ForkFest 2018. It's right around the corner. We're about a month away from the second annual decentralized camping festival, meaning that there's no one in charge of this thing. And for some people, that might be a little bit frustrating. There was a conversation on the ForkFest forum recently about how, well, how are we going to know what things are happening when? Well, it's up to you guys to figure out how to do that. There was actually somebody who came up with a calendar, like a Google calendar, that he would allow anybody to edit. Mm-hmm. And so that's... I think Daryl's the only person who's put something on it yet, so I'm not going to, you know, promote it on the website until at least a couple of things are on the calendar. But that would be one way of doing it. So there are sort of crowdsourced group collaboration methods mm-hmm. of coming up with this sort of thing. And the idea behind being decentralized is to, well, let the market handle these things, if indeed there is enough of a demand for it, and if there are the people who are willing to fill that demand. It's still a small event. I don't know how many people are going to show up to this thing. Maybe last year, at last year's event, the very first one, there was maybe two dozen people in the campground that were affiliated with it. And so I'm thinking it's definitely going to be bigger this year, just based on the number of people who've gotten involved in the unofficial ForkFest chat room and the people chatting on the forum. I'd say we're probably going to double last year's numbers, maybe even push towards 100. You know, that's just a shot in the dark to some extent. There's only one way to really find out, and that's to attend and find out what it's like. But we are seeing names who I don't recognize show up in the chat room. Not that I know everybody, but, you know, I'm seeing a bunch of people who are coming in, and one guy said that he's coming specifically to attend ForkFest. He's not going to be attending the other event that follows it called the Porcupine Freedom Festival, which comes up right after ForkFest. ForkFest is June 14th through the 18th. It's happening at the beautiful Rogers Campground in the White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's absolutely splendid. The view is outstanding. It's a beautiful location. You definitely want to be there. If not, you know, to see the splendor, but also to hang out with all the great liberty-minded folks, whether they be anarchists, voluntarists, or libertarians, however they define themselves. There's going to be a bunch of them there, and it's going to be an interesting event. And we don't know exactly what all is going to happen, because not everybody's figured that out yet. Not everybody has decided they're going yet. But it looks like there are at least probably going to be a couple dozen folks that'll be attending, maybe even more than that. I mean, who knows? It might blow us out of the water with our expectations. It's hard to really say, because there's no ticket sales. We can't really look at any kind of ticket sales, because there's no tickets, there's no organizers. It's really all up to each individual attending what they want to do or not do, as far as, do you want to create something for other people to attend, like a party or a speech or, you know, musical event?
Saw somebody today talking about DJ parties.
I heard about that. Yeah, that was in the chat room, right? People were talking about that. So if you want to hook up with those chat rooms or the forum, you can just go to forkfest.party. That's an unofficial website with links to the various different community resources that you can get involved in. In fact, Johnson, you just told me off the air you're looking at attending ForkFest this year, and you weren't there last year, correct?
Wait, did ForkFest happen last year?
Well, it was called Somalia Fest.
I didn't even like the name of it's like, you know.
ForkFest is a better name.
Yeah, it's a much better name.
But it was still the same decentralized concept where nobody was in charge. So that's happening again this year, June 14th through the 18th. Again, 1 month away. It's ForkFest 2018. Go to forkfest.party, and that'll link you over to the forum, to the Telegram chat, and to a few other things there. So let's see. Let's go back to your calls and thoughts. Neil is on the line. He's in, I believe, California. Neil, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Yes, guys, I have a couple of points to make, so please don't cut me off after the first one. This kill a cop, go to prison thing. I'm a big believer in law enforcement. I have a niece that's an L.A. County sheriff. And just randomly killing police or for no reason, I agree with. But what
you agree with randomly killing police for no reason?
No, this randomly killing police officers for no reason. I said that wrong. I'm sorry, guys. Anyway, yes. But what about the police officers that are found to have killed citizens without justification? Are they going to be put to death too?
No. No, almost never are they found. Well, generally they're found to have been justified. So even if we would say it was unjustified what the police did, most of the time when they're investigated by their own cohorts, their own internal investigations find that they are completely by the, you know, the whatever the book says, which basically, you know, means they can get away with murder in a lot of cases. So yeah, they very rarely suffer any kind of penalty for the, what is it, over 1,000, I believe, police killings of people across the United States in basically over 1 year's time frame. Most of them get away with it.
I don't think that's right. If they're found guilty of unjustifiably killing,
they're not found guilty. That's the thing. They generally aren't even charged with anything. So you know they can essentially get away with murder. And there's very little that we can do about it because if the cops won't charge their own cops, then we can't charge them.
Okay, and my other point is, I wish I could remember off the top of my head what state this is. They recently came out and said, if you legalize marijuana, we're going to have to euthanize all these police dogs.
Illinois. We talked about it last night. Ridiculous.
Yeah, I thought that police dogs were duly deputized enforcement officers.
That's right.
And is that how Illinois is going to save tax dollars when cops are no longer useful anymore? They're just going to kill them?
No, they're going to not kill the human cops.
Wouldn't it be nice?
But they are threatening to kill the dog cops.
Instead. Let's send the dogs to homes because they actually have a use as pets, right?
Right.
But the police, I mean, once they get rid of these drug laws, there's really no use for them. And, I mean, what, are we going to pay them pensions? Just euthanize them. Because, I mean, obviously they wanted to kill these innocent dogs, so let's just have them euthanize themselves, and then we won't have to pay those pensions, and everybody will be better off.
So you kind of hold some interesting viewpoints here, Neil. You said at the beginning of your call that you are pro-law enforcement, but you've been fairly critical of them during the call.
Oh, I'm very critical of bad cops. I hate bad cops. I love good cops.
Wouldn't it be a requirement of any good cop to have crossed the thin blue line? In other words, if they see bad behavior from a fellow police officer, that they report it and do something about it?
Absolutely. There is no...
Show me this unicorn that has ever done this ever.
My niece, which is an L.A. County sheriff out of Lakewood Station in Lakewood, California, she would turn in a bad cop in a heartbeat.
Would, but never has.
Hasn't,
magically.
Though. As though there are no bad cops in L.A. County.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
she's never witnessed it yet.
I
but
see.
If she
uh-huh.
did, she would do it.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to believe.
Yeah.
But I suspect she's... how long has she been a cop? 2 days?
No, about... almost 5 years now.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
I'm going to go ahead and say that she's not telling you the truth.
Probably.
Not surprising.
Probably. And you know what? To some extent, you can't blame people for being afraid, right? Like if she's afraid that her these bad cops are going to kill her child.
Let's just be honest. They're going to murder her.
Murder her or kill her husband or something like that. Then, you know, there's a legitimate reason why they would, living in fear, not do anything about the bad cops. Hey, thanks for the call, Neil. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
The thin blue line is the reason why I dislike police. It's the primary, you know, like 99% of why I don't like cops.
Right. That's basically their gang.
They are not moral people.
All right. More coming up here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. But they believe that they are.
Yeah.
Lots of them believe they're doing good. 855-450-3733. And sometimes they do the right thing, but...
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand. Faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. Bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
Also, want to make sure you know about Zencash. If you're into cryptocurrency and you're thinking about, you know, breaking out of just Bitcoin, I mean, that's probably where you started. Everybody kind of starts with Bitcoin. But there are a lot of other options out there, and Zencash is one of them. And why should you look at Zencash? Well, if you care about voluntarism, if you care about liberty, then the people who created Zencash also did. In fact, they wrote in voluntarism into their white paper on Zencash. But not only that, it's got privacy features. In fact, it's got some of the best technology out there. It's called Zero Knowledge Anonymity. You can go and learn a lot more about Zencash on their website at zencash.com. So not only do they have private transactions, but there's also an equal opportunity that you have to participate in decision-making surrounding the currency with over 11,000 secure nodes in the system. Zencash is also one of the most secure cryptocurrencies in the entire world right now. So go to Zencash.com, learn more about Zencash before you get into it. That's Zencash.com. Ian and Johnson here as we continue. Johnson, you said there was more you wanted to share from the story we started earlier about Orrin Hatch and some other senator type putting forward a piece of legislation to make it a federal crime to do anything whatsoever of violence towards a police officer.
Right. So the article goes on to say, Senate version makes police protect protected class, something up until now was reserved for marginalized groups because crimes against them, marginalized groups, often went unacknowledged, uninvestigated, and unpunished, unlike crimes against cops, which are clearly always pretty much high profile and always investigated.
Basically every cop.
Ridiculous vengeance.
Right.
There are no statistics to show that police are in any more danger now than they have previously been. There are no statistics to show that police are being attacked or otherwise harmed at higher rates. There is nothing to back the belief that police need even further special protection under the law. Exactly what constitutes violence against a police officer? Does the manner in which a police officer received injury determine whether or not that particular instance will be viewed as a hate crime? If the police officer goes to grab your arm and you instinctively pull away your nails, accidentally scratching him or her as you do so, are you now guilty of a hate crime against a police officer? How and
Sounds
when...
like it.
Yeah, that's 'cause these are things that have been prosecuted before.
Sure.
How and when will...
Resisting arrest with violence is what they'll call that. It's a felony. Yep.
How and when will these laws be enforced and against whom? Kanye Bennett, legislative counsel at the Washington Legislative Office at the American Civil Liberties Union, said in a statement, "This bill serves no purpose other than to further dangerous and divisive narratives." Further dangerous and divisive narratives that there is a war on police. The House creation of a new criminal statute for offenses against police is superfluous, given the many existing federal and state laws that protect law enforcement officers specifically.
The idea that there's a war on police is as ridiculous as there's a war on Christmas. I mean, they're both completely manufactured, completely fabricated fantasy that the police would, you know, some of them would like you to believe.
Everybody wants to be a victim these days.
Right. They also want this because it makes them easier, you know, makes it easier for them to lobby for a pay increase. There's a war on us cops.
We need more money.
Yeah.
The Senate's version is nothing short of offensive to historically persecuted and marginalized communities across this country.
Actually persecuted.
Federal hate crime laws were passed to correct the centuries of inaction and injustice that too often was the response to violence based on immutable traits and identities, including...
It's worth pointing out here that hate crime's a bunch of crap, I mean, across the board.
Right, yeah.
That's the opinion of whoever's writing this,
this is a statement by ACLU Legislative Council. Immutable traits and identities, including race, gender, religion, sexual orientation, gender identity, and disability. This definition, under no possible interpretation, could include being a member of law enforcement. Congress should vote this down quickly and decisively.
Yeah.
The ACLU, along with Human Rights Watch, the Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, and the NAACP, Legal Defense, and Educational Fund, wrote a letter to the Senate asking that Senators oppose the introduction of and co-sponsorship of this bill, writing in part, "Extending hate crimes protections to law enforcement officers is profoundly inappropriate and misguided proposal for several reasons."
Well, before they get into the reasons, I'd like to point out something here. Hey, this is what happens when you create a new government program, everybody. You think you got your hate... Oh, we need hate crime legislation to protect certain people. Well, guess what? Now the government's going to try to expand the idea of the hate crime to protect their own protecting agents from any further...
giving more power. It's just about getting power and money as much as possible.
This is what happens, though, with a government program. Even if you think you've formed the perfect government program, you don't get to implement it.
Right.
You don't get to decide how it's enforced.
This one's a double whammy because it not only will give the police more power, but it will also result in them being able to steal more money from people. You scratched me. Well, you better pay up or...
Or else.
Yeah, or else. First... Here's the reasons. Again, they say inappropriate and misguided proposal for several reasons. First, police already have substantial protections under federal and state law, rendering this bill superfluous.
Totally.
Second, hate crimes laws are intended to extend protection to historically persecuted groups that have experienced a history of systemic discrimination based on a personal characteristic.
In my opinion, the police aren't discriminated against enough. I always love it when I hear stories of like a coffee shop owner who refuses service to the cops, but it's very rare that you'll hear about that happening.
Yeah. So again, persecuted groups that have experienced a history of systemic discrimination based on a personal characteristic such as race, religion, gender, sexual orientation, and disability. Law enforcement officers are not a historically persecuted group.
No, they are the persecutors.
Yeah. Third, this bill signals that there is a war on police, which is not only untrue, but an unhelpful and dangerous narrative to uplift. Fourth, bills similar to Protect and Serve that have been introduced in states around the country, so-called Blue Lives Matter bills.
They would love it if there was a war on the police.
Right.
But by all evidence, there is no war whatsoever. I mean, they jack themselves up with all kinds of military devices and camo gear and helmets and guns and trucks and everything here in Keene, New Hampshire within the last few weeks, and it's insane.
The crazy thing is that, you know, by doing what they're doing, they may be creating a self-fulfilling prophecy.
The war on police.
Yeah, that a war on police. They, because of the way they are engaging with people and treating people, they may incite a war on police.
Well, there was that one cop, Chris Dorner, who was shooting other cops after he'd gotten mad about whatever it was, went off the deep end.
Yep.
And then, of course, in their war to stop Chris Dorner, they ended up shooting to death two newspaper women who were driving a truck that they thought was similar to Chris Dorner's truck.
We actually knew someone here who was running ExciteDornerTruth.com.
Dorner Truth?
Yeah.
Okay.
No longer exists. But
gotcha.
So, again, they say the Blue Lives Matter bills appear to be a political response to the growing national movement for police accountability in the face of continued killings and assaults of unarmed African Americans.
And everybody else, by the way. I'd like to point that out.
For sure. Therefore, this bill is divisive and will have a negative impact on the relationship between law enforcement and the communities they serve. This one is one to keep an eye on.
Just to clarify for that author, the police aren't there to serve you. They're not there to serve your community. If they do provide a service, it's just sort of because they happen to, you know, like maybe you didn't get the worst cop in the world and he actually did something okay in a certain circumstance. But if they're told to run that Bearcat right through your front door, they're going to do it.
Yeah, that author, as you said, is actually a collaboration between, again, the ACLU, Human Rights Watch, Leadership Conference on Civil and Human Rights, and the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
Yeah. I mean, they're not wrong generally in that piece, and I appreciate them putting it out there, so thank you. And by the way, the ACLU here in New Hampshire really does a great job overall. I really like the work that they do. I'll be going to their awards dinner again this year for, like, I don't know, the fifth year in a row or something like that. So they're even better, I think, than your typical state ACLU. They tend to be pretty pro-freedom on most all the issues. All right, more coming up here, including we'll talk more about the cops. Another cop was called to a school over a child making a Lego toy gun. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogosuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogosud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogosuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit parkdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're invited to join us on the radio here. The toll-free number, if you want to take control of the airwaves, is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can also Skype in to join us at Skype username LRN.FM. And there's our Discord on-air call-in line room, which allows you to get on that way and sound really great, almost like you're sitting in the studio here with us. Go to discord.lrn.fm to jump in there. And don't forget, we've also got Twitch, which is the way that we do our primary video stream. We still stream to YouTube, but it's at a low resolution. If you want high-resolution HD quality video, then jump on over to our Twitch channel. Go to twitch.lrn.fm. That'll take you right to it. And you can follow us on Twitch, which means that whenever we go live, you'll get a notification if you've turned on your notifications. If you've got the app on your phone, it'll ding you there. Or you can get an email notification. It is up to you. So we'd appreciate you following the show. We've got now 300 followers.
So had you monetized any of your YouTube videos ever for that?
For the live streams, no.
Okay.
The Free Talk Live, I believe the Free Talk Live... There might be monetization on the Free Talk Live channel.
I'm just
whatever
wondering
it is,
any of them have, like, if you did have videos monetized, and how many have been demonetized?
I know a lot of them on the Free Keen channel have.
Right.
Or reduced monetization or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, that's not really something I'm too concerned with. I mean, it's just a platform to get something out there.
Right.
Whether if it brings something in, I just consider it a bonus, whatever it is. I feel bad for the people who actually were counting on YouTube to make their living, though.
Right.
Like, these producers who put a lot of time and effort into actually making edited videos worthy of...
Well, hopefully something like Library or whatever.
Lubbery.
Lubbery.
LBRY.
Lubbery.
This is a decentralized crypto-based platform that you're talking about, LBRY, which is LBRY.io is their site. And it has recently teamed up, Freekeen teamed up with Library, and we've got the Freekeen videos, which they're over, there's like 900 videos from the Freekeen YouTube channel. And I had, the funny thing is, prior to the Library thing happening, I had actually downloaded all of the videos from Freekeen's channel, which is not an easy task, mind you. Because, you know, it's one thing if you've got one video you need to download from YouTube. There's all kinds of websites that'll let you do that, like clipconverter.cc. You can go there, pop in the YouTube URL you want to download, and it'll download an MP4 for you. But if you've got 900 videos from a channel that you need to download, that gets pretty complicated. And so there's, I actually had paid for a piece of software that was supposed to be able to sort of ingest an entire YouTube channel. And even it was breaking.
Right.
So, like, I had to keep running the software and, like, select, you know, 100 videos at a time or whatever and try to do those.
Right.
And then hopefully it wouldn't crash. So even though it was paid software, it was still broken. So it took me literally, like, 2 weeks of just constant, like, retrying and downloading. And then finally, after I downloaded everything, you know, the idea was I wanted to have a backup copy because my original backup got stolen by the FBI when they raided our studios in 2016. They haven't given it back yet. So I wanted to have another backup copy of the YouTube channel, because you never know when YouTube's going to just decide, we're going to wipe your channel out today. So it's nice to have a backup.
I hope that, you know, it'd be nice to see, like, have, like, in a couple of years, be like, I, you know, a call or something, like, I was the FBI, you know, agent assigned to have to go through this material, and it changed my outlook on life.
Wouldn't that be hilarious? That would be pretty amazing.
Yeah.
You know, that did kind of happen with one of the jail guards here years ago, who quit his job over the conversations that he'd had with some of us who were in that jail, some of the liberty activists who had spent some time in there. So anyway, the toll-free number if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, to the fun. Matthew is in Louisiana, and actually he's watching us on YouTube, so watching the lower resolution version of the show, but we're glad you're there anyway. Go ahead, Matthew.
Yeah, well, I mean, I appreciate being able to pick you up anytime. Curious to see what I'm fixing to download to listen to the next day.
Right on.
So, a lot of time I hear a lot of conservatives, and these are not necessarily bad people, but they have this misunderstanding that the police are somehow supposed to protect you. And they the police put it on the sides of their cars to protect and to serve.
They
do. We don't hire the police to protect us. We hire them to enforce the law.
When was the last time you hired a cop?
Well, I didn't really get a whole lot of choice in the matter.
Right.
I recently had to vote for the local shogun down here.
Okay.
And I had a choice between somebody who stunk less bad than the other one from a liberties perspective. So I chose to stunk less bad.
Yeah,
and
you held your nose.
Stunk worse.
Yeah.
Right.
Gotcha.
Tried to do what you can, but.
Well, my point being that generally we don't hire the police. You know, they hire the police. You and I don't have any say in which cops get hired and which ones don't. And then they go out on the street and with this, as you said, protect and serve logo on their cars, which is designed to get people to think that they're there to protect and serve you. But they don't actually say that, do they? They don't ever say they're there to protect and serve you. They just say they're there to protect and serve, which, in my opinion, begs the question of whom are they protecting and serving? And it seems pretty clear that they're protecting and serving the political class.
Well, they're primarily the ones that are responsible for hiring them directly.
Right.
And the political class tells us that they're there for our own good. And a lot of cops get into the business of being cops because they think that they're going to be in the business of doing good.
They do.
And
it's true.
They're very sincere. I remember you used to have a cop who used to call your show, went by the nick of Straight Razor.
Yeah, that's right. He called recently. He called, like, for the first time in many months. Within the last few months, he called and kind of gave us an update on how he was doing. He's no longer in policing and, you know, is in the more productive world.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't blame him. You can get pretty cynical doing that job.
I bet.
You're asked to do the impossible. And the only thing that happens when you ask people to do the impossible is you get the willy-nilly possible. That's a quote from Robert Heinlein. Just recently, here in Jefferson Parish, we had four plain clothes sheriff's department detectives who were after some guy who was kind of a small time, from what I understand, drug dealer, and they said that he was, and they cornered him in a gas station, and he took off running, so they ran after him, they tackled him, and they put him down on the ground, and one of the guys asphyxiated him.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it was intentional, but guess what? I mean, that's still manslaughter, and
not when they do it.
No, it can still be down here. We had a SWAT officer in Orleans Parish who accidentally was coming up, coming around the staircase, and a boy in his he's a mid teenager, really, in his pajamas, reaching down, pull up his pajama bottom.
Oh, no.
When he saw the cop, and the cop's finger was, of course, on the bang switch, and he pulled the trigger,
man.
And the cop had to admit, you know, this is not what I wanted to do. He went to jail 3 years for manslaughter.
Did he really? That's unusual.
Yeah,
he should have said he was in fear for his life. Then he would have gotten off.
He did say that. But it
really?
Like he said that even though he was in fear for his life, this dude has some honor. He said that even though he was in fear for his life, he basically screwed up. He took the
he
ball.
He admitted that.
He chose to take responsibility. That's
unusual. Very rare.
Yeah, which is a shame that, you know, you would want guys like that to become back out, to become a cop.
That's what happens with the good cops, man. If there are good cops, they get run right out on a rail. I mean, they can't handle the corruption and they don't want to be there, or, you know, something happens to them.
Yeah, well, there's one last thing I wanted to bring up.
Sure.
All of this noise that you hear about Mueller and the special investigation and the FBI and their misbehavior and the Department of Justice, this is having an effect out there in conservative land. People are starting to view law enforcement like, wait a minute, maybe they aren't really the good guys.
How are you getting how are you getting that message? Are you actually hearing directly from conservatives who are saying things like that? Or are you hearing it on like talk radio? What's cluing you into that?
It's mostly on talk radio. In the morning, the affiliate that carries your show down here, yep, WGSO, they have a wide open First Amendment free for all. And the guy who runs the show is a pretty conservative guy. And most of the calls concerning that incident in Jefferson Parish, they were pretty skeptical about the tactics that these cops used. And they were like, this was kind of a little overboard.
Yeah, if anybody's paying attention, it's hard to not really come to these conclusions about the police eventually. If people are actually watching and listening to what the police do and say, then it would be hard to not become a critic and demand accountability. Thanks for the call, Matthew. I appreciate hearing from you. You got to really stick your head in the sand these days to ignore this stuff. We're coming up, 855, 450, free, if you want to join us in Hour 3. Coming up.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now? All thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. Just go to 501kbook.com right now. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. You can get your own free copy. Shipping and handling charges apply. Just go to 501kbook.com right now while there are still copies left. That's 501kbook.com. 501kbook.com. Just go to 501kbook.com right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you?
I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.